Today, we're going to be talking about Black Negroes for Trump. That's right. My name is Hakeem Brown, and this is Pop City Culture.
Welcome to the show.
7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to the most listened to international podcast around the world. Hakeem and Reggie Brown are two young African-American boys speaking the truth. This is
Pop City Culture.
Hey, 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 hey. What's up, everybody? Boom. My name is Reggie Brown, the podcast. Welcome to Pop City Culture, the most listened to international podcast around the world. Yeah, I keep saying that because, hey, people love to hear us. People love what we got to say. And now that we come out every Wednesday and I think it's Saturday, we're going to be awesome. Everybody's got a schedule now. Everybody can say, hey, we look forward to this late at night when it's popping up there. Anyways, today we're going to be talking about, like my brother said, Black Negroes for Trump. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, we got a lot to say about this. We got a great show for you today. But before we talk about that, let me introduce you to my older brother from the same mother.
Hey, family, what's up? And welcome to Pop City Culture. Thank you there, Reggie, for that intro. That was very interesting.
Well, you welcome there, my brother. Always a pleasure.
So,
now, go on. Go on.
Yeah, before you started, I want to tell you, you need to change that cat litter.
Oh, my God. That, here we go.
The house stinks.
No, it don't stink.
Yo, everybody, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you some dirt on my brother.
What you going to say? What you going to say?
My brother does not want to change the cat litter because he doesn't like the smell.
Man.
He gets all grossed out. But
why you got to bring that stuff up, man?
Reggie,
huh?
You need to change it, okay? This is your week to change it. I did it last week. I even brought up the kitty litter for you.
I don't even know where the kitty litter is. Where is it?
It's over there by the front door.
Oh, okay.
Listen,
right.
Man, just change the kitty litter, man. That's some nasty stuff. That's your job. Do it. I've spoken. That's it.
Man,
you got something to say?
Don't sit there and lecture me, man. You're my daddy.
Okay,
you're my daddy, man.
Anyways, we gonna move on.
Go on.
I got a shout out for everybody.
Go on. Shout it out. Shout it out, my brother.
Kathleen Wilkins.
Yeah,
that's
Kathleen.
Right. She's from Arkansas. She loves our show.
Loves it.
She's in the seventh grade, actually.
Yeah,
Man, she finds us stuff on. she says she heard us. Hang on, let me read it here.
All right, go on.
She said, I hear you on iHeartRadio.
Yep.
And I love your show. Reggie, you need to treat your brother nice.
Oh, man, she just lost
that
points.
That is what it says. Look.
Screw her. That ain't what it says, man. Shut up.
What?
I don't believe it. I don't believe she would say something stupid like that, you know?
Yo, I just heard something on here.
What'd you hear? What?
It scared me, but.
What'd you hear?
Yo, man. Noise? I'm getting a little scared because it's like dark here. And
turn light on.
Strange noise, but.
What
All
was
right,
it?
We'll keep it moving.
Yeah, you keep it moving there, brother.
Oh, man, that was some scary thing. What did that sound like to you?
Man, it was kids outside screaming probably, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it sounded like a scream or something, man.
Yeah, but it was outside. It wasn't in here,
anyways,
man. Move on.
Yo, man, I'm a little bit shaken up now.
You look shaken up, man.
Anyways.
I should get a picture.
I don't know what to say, man. I'm like a little shaken up.
Man, shut up and don't say nothing. Just move on with the show, man.
Yeah, we're gonna move on to the news. So in the news, we are going to be in the news. Let's see what's going on here. Okay, so I guess there's a video now of a convicted murderer, Daniello Cavalcante, escaped from Chester County Prison.
Oh, my brother, say it ain't so.
Cavalcante placed his hands on one of the walls and his feet on another, then managed to scale the wall like Spider-Man while parallel to the ground. Did you see this video?
I saw the video. I think Marvel produced it.
Yeah, this video was amazing. Okay, so hang on. It says here.
Go on.
Pop Cops in Pennsylvania, I guess that's where. Video was released by authorities in Chester County, Pennsylvania on Wednesday. Shows how convicted murderer Daniello escaped prison. The escape happened at 8:51 a.m. on Thursday, August 31st, at the facility of Pocopson Township. The video shows Cavalcante walking towards the doorway at the Chester County Prison. He then spends a moment looking over his shoulder, then places his hands on the wall and his feet on the other, then manages to scale the wall like Spider-Man. Acting warden Howard Holland said that then he was able to climb up to the roof, push his way through razor wire, scale another fence, then push through more razor wire, then he escaped. I mean, that's something, huh?
Man, that's gangster.
What say you?
I say that is the most gangster thing I ever seen, man.
Yeah, somebody should be fired. I mean, I can't understand how they cannot make these things like
what? Like what?
Escape proof. I mean, I guess if you got some...
What?
I don't know. Where's this guy from? Did somebody say he was from Mexico and he killed his girlfriend?
From what I understand, he's from Brazil, like a Brazil nationalist or something.
I'm not really exactly sure...
I said Brazil.
...his background, but that's what I heard. I don't know if it's true.
You're not even listening to me. I said Brazil.
What do you think?
I just told you, there, Reggie. Stupid head. I said... From what I understand, he's from Brazil, like a Brazil nationalist, and his life took a turn somewhere, and he killed his girlfriend, you know?
Yeah, so, I mean, he's been spotted, and a lot of people are, like, scared, because he's been spotted on, like the ring camera, which is on everybody's door thing. You know, it's something.
It's scary, man. It's scary times, man.
But,
scary times for all of us.
You know,
what?
I'm still trying to figure out where he's from, but I don't know.
Oh, are you an idiot? I said Brazil.
That doesn't give anything, man.
Man, whatever. You just want to listen to what you're going to say. You ain't listening to me.
Anyways.
You're just ignoring me.
Moving on. Hurricane
on.
Lee expected to strengthen into Category 4 with 150 miles winds. Now, we keep getting, not us here in Massachusetts, but I mean, we've been seeing a lot of hurricane lately.
Yeah.
And it's been... hitting everybody. I don't understand this. So, what do you think's going on?
It's global warming, man. It's global warming, man.
Well, I don't know how global warming... I know nothing about global warming, really.
Yeah, you don't, man.
You know, but I know about this. Let me read it to you.
What?
Lee, the hurricane, intensifies to a hurricane Wednesday evening with maximum sustained wind speeds of 75 miles per hour. And the storm is expected to quickly strengthen into an extremely dangerous major hurricane with potential to wind speeds up to 150, putting it at a higher end of the Category 4 range, the National Hurricane Center said. No direct impact to South Florida are expected at this time, the National Weather Service in Miami said Tuesday night on X, the social media platform formerly known as Twitter. Officials have warned Floridians amid peak hurricane seasons to ensure their storm supplies are ready. What do you have to say?
I think you should be ready, man. And down there, especially down in Florida with the floods.
I know, I always wanted to live in Florida, but man, the way they're getting slammed by these hurricanes, I don't think so.
And the heat.
I don't think I want to live in Florida no more.
I don't want to live there no more.
Because it seems like all they ever do is get hit by hurricanes. Every time you turn around, you know?
Every other day, man. Every other week.
I know. Here's a hurricane.
There's a hurricane.
Everywhere's a hurricane. I know, right?
I know. Yeah, I know. So, I was going to say that. Yeah.
I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it. I really don't understand. Why we're getting all these hurricanes? It's sort of sickening, you know. To me, it just don't make no sense.
Mufasa.
It don't make a bit of sense. You know what I'm saying?
Mufasa, Mufasa, Mufasa.
But I guess that's just the way it is, right?
It is, man.
Right.
Yes, right. Go on.
Yeah. So. Let me see what else is here.
What else?
So they have a takeaway from the first Fulton County hearing on Trump's election subversion. Okay, so so the shape of the sprawling Fulton County, Georgia trials against former Donald Trump and 18 co-defendants began to emerge Wednesday at the first televised hearing in the case since the indictment was filed last month. The Fulton County District Attorney Office said it's planned a 4-month-long trial, more than 150 witnesses, while defense attorneys for two of the defendants, pro-Trump lawyers, argue their case should be served from the other defendants. The state judge presiding over Trump's election subversion case, Scott McAfee, denied the motion for Chesbrough and Powell, who have both filed to hold speedy trials to sever their case from each other, but he kept skeptical of the district attorney's desire to hold a trial for all 19 defendants beginning next month. McAfee said he hopes to decide key questions on a trial schedule and breaking up the 19 defendants case by early next week. What say you, my brother?
I say Trump is guilty, and that's the bottom line. So,
man, you can't keep saying he's guilty. You know, you just don't like Trump. That's the bottom line. You know,
I love seeing behind
you,
bars.
You're not fair when it comes to Trump. You just don't like him, man. You just don't like him.
Man, shut up, man. Man, you don't know me. You don't know my backstory, do you? Do you?
Man.
What?
But you know what? I think Trump's gonna get off because from what I understand,
I gotta hear this. What do you understand?
From what I understand,
go on.
The case is sort of weak.
What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know, but that's from what I understand. So, whatever. Ending with celebrity news. This is some heartbreaking stuff. Okay.
Go on. I gotta hear this.
Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner's relationship. From two wedding and two children to divorce filing, here's a look at the former couple's relationship. So I guess they're getting divorced.
Say it ain't so.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So they are divorcing after 4 years of marriage and two children together. The Jonas Brothers singer filed for divorce on September 5th. Billboard confirmed in his petition, the musician said that his union with the Game of Thrones actress is irretrievably broken. So that means that it's broken beyond compare, according to Today's Show, which obtained the filing.
I know what that means.
News of their split came as a surprise, as a pair displayed no signs that their marriage was on the rocks, with the actress sharing photos with the musicians backstage at Jonas Brothers' concert and playful teasing him on social media. In the days after the rumor of the split began to surface, the singer wore his ring on stage and even shared a photo of himself wearing his wedding band hours before the news broke that he had filed for divorce. Though their romance had come to an end, it wasn't always tough times for Jonas and Turner. After getting engaged to Jonas, who first reached out to the actress by an Instagram in 2016, Turner even admitted she didn't think she'd ever marry. I was fully prepared myself to be single for the rest of my life, she told Rolling Stones in March 2019. I think once you've found the right person, you just know. So, I can't believe they're getting divorced. They look like a great couple.
So did. Maybe she'll be my future wife, right?
I guess stuff happens.
Like
you know
bees,
what I mean?
Like bees and sugar.
I guess
yep.
it just happens.
I
and
guess it does,
there's
man.
Nothing you can do about it.
Nothing I can do.
Let the cards lay where they lie.
Let them lie, baby. Let
right?
them lie.
So
absolutely, brother.
That is that. And
and what?
That is the news. So, Reggie, we are going to be moving into the topic of the day. And before we do that, there's a gnat flying around here.
What?
I swear
yeah,
it's going to fly in my mouth and I'm going to swallow it. I'm not going to be happy if that happens.
You got a big mouth, dude. That's why, man.
You keep your mouth shut. Anyway, if you kept your mouth shut, flies wouldn't fly in your mouth.
They don't fly in my mouth.
Okay, whatever. So,
man, why do you say that?
Anyways, I guess.
Man, seriously.
After Trump's photo shoot at the county jail, his mugshot.
His photo shoot.
He became famous. And we predicted that. We said... Oh, I predicted that. You didn't predict it, Reggie.
No, I didn't.
I said that mugshot is going to make him more famous than anything. In fact, I think Trump is happy to be indicted because he's making history.
Man, there's something wrong with him. There's something wrong with
him. No other president has been indicted this much. He will hold a record. He, it's history. And he's all for history and stuff. So
there ain't no denying that, man. He loves spotlight.
Yeah, so I'm saying...
What are you saying? What is it? What?
I'm saying that...
What are you saying? Hurry up. What?
Everything backfired with the Democrats.
Man, shut up, man.
You know, Reggie, what I'm saying?
No.
You were wrong.
No, I don't know what you're saying. It didn't backfire. He's still going to be indicted, you know?
For Reggie.
What is it?
Bottom line is, when he made that thug shot.
Yeah, and what about it?
It seems like every black person said he's one of us now.
Man, shut up,
and
man.
A lot of black people said they don't like what they're doing to him.
What black people? Kicking? What black people? What? Who?
They say the Democrats are targeting him. And a lot of black people are saying that Trump did more for blacks than any other Democrat in the history of history.
Like who? Like who?
Don't hate the
man. Shut up.
Don't hate the.
Don't hurt yourself.
Player hate the game.
Man, shut up.
So
you know when you say stuff like this, it sort of irritates me. Just
one of the big things is
what?
U.S. 2020 elections. Why Trump gained support among minorities? Now this is back in 2020. I mean, some might find it surprising that given his critics so accuse him of racism and Islamophobia, Trump denies the charges and has accused Democrats of taking African-American voters for granted. The Republican president gained 6% among black men and 5% among Hispanics women. It means some voters changed their minds even after not voting or voting for another candidate in 2016. So... Black people are pissed because they feel they're, you know, they feel that there are two sets of standards, one for rich and one for the rest of us. And Trump is, hey, I'm telling you, Trump is one of us. Trump is one of us black people, man.
I don't know if you noticed. I'm just being quiet and let you just run your mouth off like an idiot.
I would even say he's the first black president.
What? No, no. You mean,
Reggie used to say,
what?
Who was that? Who was?
Clinton?
Clinton. You used to say Clinton was the first black president.
He was.
Didn't you say that?
Yes, he was the first black president. Man, that guy was smooth. He was slick.
Well, what happened?
Republicans are what happened, man. They wouldn't leave him alone. The guy couldn't do his job. You know what I'm saying?
The other thing is...
What's the other thing? Tell me. I gotta hear this.
Let me get this for you. Dozens of Trump supporters cheer him on as former president turns himself in at Georgia jail. Now, this is when he was getting his photo taken.
Mugshot.
See, the picture's like so famous. I keep saying it. It's like some treasured photo. It is going to be a national monument, you know?
I don't think so.
You know, somebody better put that on digital currency so they'll own that photo. That'd be
man,
something.
Man, you're always thinking, huh?
People were cheering him because he said never surrender. And everybody was out there.
Yeah, they were. I got to admit
I'm
that.
I'm looking at pictures here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's saying Trump.
What?
2024. And then it says blacks for Trump.
Oh, man. Whatever, man.
I mean, this guy is, like, all over. So
he's been boozling people.
What happened back then was, I mean, the roads between Atlanta Airport and Fulton County Jail, they were blocked off when Donald Trump arrived in the motorcade and turned himself in on the charges related to his efforts to remain in power after 2020 election loss, given the scene that something presidential was happening. And, Reggie, you don't think that this is
What?
A conflict of interest? This is interfering with elections?
No, I don't. That's just your little coin word there.
Well,
nope.
The thing is, they're sitting there. I will never forget when Trump was running for president, they were saying that Donald Trump hated Jewish people.
He did, didn't he?
Reggie, can you even show me anything where he's even said anything remotely bad about that?
I can't give you nothing off the top of my head, man. I got research.
Well, when you show it to me, I'll give you $1 million. Man, Reggie, I will personally give you $1 million if you can show me anything. If you can show me three things, how about that? The way you make it sound is a million things. Show me three.
Man, I ain't showing you nothing.
I want to see one. Show me three.
I ain't showing you nothing.
And it better be real facts because I don't believe it. So, but wait.
I ain't got to prove nothing to you. You're my daddy.
So here's the thing. This is what I want to tell you.
What are you going to tell me now? What?
So the news was saying.
What? What were they saying?
A certain news network, they were saying that Donald Trump hated Jewish people. However, I guess when he was getting inaugurated, the announcer said, yeah, his wife and daughter had to get permission to come because they're Jewish and it's Sunday. I said, what?
What?
Yeah, I did a double take.
Really? Man.
Did you know that, Reggie?
No, I did not know that, though.
Yeah, well, you don't think there's something wrong with that if somebody's putting out fake news like that, huh?
It's only fake if it's not true, okay?
I mean, Reggie.
What?
You know, we sit here and we depend on the news to be honest with us. And when I heard that, that's when I started thinking. I started saying, uh-oh, something is wrong here.
Brother, man, I think that you're thinking too much, okay?
Man, shut up, Reggie. Reggie, I mean, think about it, you know?
I am thinking about it, you know? Hey, if it's the news, you just don't like it when they don't agree with you. You know,
there are letters. Why are Democrats, Republicans afraid of Donald Trump? And I'm looking at some pictures here online. And,
yeah.
And there's a lady dressed, holding a water bottle, dressed up in the flag dress.
How do you know it's a lady, huh? How do you know it's a lady, huh?
Oh, Reggie, it could be a guy. It could be whoever. Anyway, a person is dressed in a flag.
Okay.
In a flag dress.
And?
And it says, this is an attack on my Donald Trump president. So it says here, a supporter of former President Donald Trump stands near his Mar-a-Lago home on June 11th, 23rd in Palm Beach, Florida, following his indictment related to alleged mishandling of classified documents. So that's another thing. From what I understand, the president can declassify anything he wants. So maybe he declassifies.
I don't think he can.
According to him, he could say,
what?
I declassify this and that's it. Like he's waving his arm.
Well, that's what he says.
Now, I don't know. I don't know how it works.
No, but nobody knows if that's true.
How's it work, Reggie? How's it work?
I don't know, but I can find out.
Shut up, Reggie. Like you know.
I don't think
anybody really knows. But, hey, Donald Trump said he can do that. And? Who knows? Maybe that's what he can do. Anyways.
He's just trying to cover up his stuff.
But the same, you know, when they raided his place,
mm-hmm.
his Mar-a-Lago place, they told him to turn all the cameras off. They wouldn't let the lawyers in there. They wouldn't let him in there.
Of course. They got to do their job.
But
you know what I'm saying?
Biden. Wait, wait. And then at this Mar-a-Lago, everything was under lock and key. It was in a secure place from what I understand.
Where are you going with this, huh?
So then, Reggie, why is it...
What?
When...
What?
President Biden had files in his garage with his car.
Mm-hmm.
That really wasn't under any kind of real lock and key or anything. Anybody could have went in there.
Wow.
And how come the FBI didn't raid that place?
Well, they did after, but, you know,
Reggie,
it takes time, you know?
Listen, you have to treat everybody the same.
They did.
You know,
they
just
did.
Like, you know, if
what?
if the president's wife, Hillary,
yeah,
has all these emails and destroys them.
Ah, oh, here we go, bringing up stupid stuff.
What, Reggie? There are what?
What?
Shut up, Reggie.
This is stupid stuff, man.
Okay, Reggie.
Stupid.
I don't know what to tell you, Reggie. All I'm saying is... Black people are supporting Trump because they feel he's being persecuted. And they feel, black people feel he's done a lot for them. And I was actually watching some videos.
And what about these videos?
In these videos, they were asking black people, black colored African American Yankee Doodle Negroes.
Well, you got to say that for? Man,
they were saying,
go on.
Is Trump racist? And they said, yeah. And then when they said, give us an example, they couldn't come up with any. They said, because that's what I heard. That's what I heard. How can you go by what you hear?
They put them on the spot. They need time to do their research so they can get their stuff straight.
About basing it on facts, huh? It's ridiculous.
They need time, you know what I'm saying?
Then they ask them, is Biden racist? And they said no. And they said, why? Because Biden is friends with Barack Obama.
He is.
I said, what?
He is friends.
Well, Reggie, didn't Biden say Barack Obama, he's not like any other black man. He's neat, he's clean, he's articulate.
He was giving him a compliment, man.
Yeah, but come on, in the black community, we consider that racist.
That was a compliment.
And then,
yeah.
I mean, if you go online, you could see
What do I see?
Biden has said some pretty unsettling remarks about minorities.
You have to show me this.
Yeah, I can show. Well, we ain't got time to show all that stuff today because we're like maxed out on our 20
minutes. Oh, you ain't got time now. Okay.
Maybe in the next couple of ones we can do it. How about that? Will that make you happy?
Yes, I'm
happy. Oh, it'll be okay. It'll be okay, Reggie. It'll be okay.
Why do you do this?
The sun's going down. The sun's going down.
Oh, it's getting old, dude. It's getting old.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Reggie. Anyway. Anyways, Reggie, do you know what time it is?
No, I don't know what time it is. No.
Reggie,
no.
Come on, man. Do you know what time it is?
Okay, yeah, I know what time it is.
Do you know what time it is?
Yes, yes, I know what time it is. It's time for the words of wisdom, people. Ha ha. Take it away, my dumb brother.
Seriously, Reggie? Seriously? Okay, whatever, man. So to be president is not a job that is really thankful. In fact, nowadays, being the president can cause a lot of turmoil and conflict. Donald Trump, whether you like him or not, he has opened the eyes of many people. He has showed the ugliness in the hearts of people when it comes to politics. It is always said when you are in the public eye or in the media and you want to be famous, never talk about religion. Never talk about politics because that will destroy you. But it's funny how right now in this day and age, we are in that position where we are talking about it because people are interested. People are interested in their future. People want to know what's going on. People are choosing sides, whether they're right or wrong. They don't care. They're just picking sides for the party without picking sides using common sense. This is not the way I feel the founding fathers wanted for America, for the America they believed in, the America they created, the America they wrote the Constitution for. Right now, we are a nation divided. We are not a nation united. And I have no idea how we can heal. I have none. But I do know one thing. If we keep going on the road we're going on, America will be destroyed. We don't have to worry about Russia. We don't have to worry about any other country because we will destroy ourselves. Not with bombs, not with biological weapons, but we're with pure ignorance and hatred. We need to communicate more. We need to see all sides, and we need to grow up. And those are my words of wisdom.
Thank you, my brother, for those words of wisdom. You need to grow up too, my brother. So anyways, I'm gonna pass baton off to you. and you're going to take us out.
Thank you there, Reggie, and thank you, everybody, for joining us here on Pop City Culture. Thank you for making us one of the most listened to podcasts around the world. Listen, everybody, our success is your success, and you can download our past podcasts and enjoy them any time of the day, morning, noon, and night. I'll see you next time here on Pop City Culture, where we give you 3 cups of sunshine and what, Reggie?
A pinch of black attitude.
Yep. And as always, my friend.
Yep. Say it, brother.
Be kind and affectionate to one another. Remember whose you are. Peace.
Yo, I'm going to have to agree with my brother. America does seem divided. I'll admit that. But, you know, maybe if we all got out there and vote. And I guess if we educated ourselves, I guess we wouldn't be in the predicament we were in, right? Anyways, thank you for listening to us. That's it. All I got to say is, always delightful, always insightful. Pop City Culture. Bye, everybody.